If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at RadioMD.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on RadioMD.com. You can find us anytime at RadioMD.com or on iHeartRadio or, of course, on your local radio station. We hope that's where you're listening to us tonight. And we have a special for you. Janelle Burley Hoffman has written The Eye Rules. And whether you're a tech pro or a tech plebe, whether you have an itty-bitty baby and think you have plenty of time before any of this matters, or you're dealing with a high schooler well-versed in selfies, sexting, or whether you're just an adult and don't know anything about social media or the rules, this book is for you. It's a great book. And so I can tell you, I'm going to try and get Janelle Burley Hoffman on the Dr. Oz Show, because this is a book that every one of us should get. It should be number one for many months. The Eye Rules, what every tech-healthy family needs to know. And I really believe this. This grew out of a contract that you did, Janelle, if I'm correct, with your son when you gave him an iPhone on his 13th birthday, or at Christmas, just after his 13th birthday. Is that right?
That's correct. Yes, he had been wanting a cell phone for a long time, and so with mindfulness and with assessing, you know, his maturity and our readiness to parent it and his readiness to have it, I created an 18-point contract for him to follow, outlining specifically how I wanted him to use the phone, and then also things I wanted him to remember about being a phone owner in terms of rules to live by.
And I'm going to read a couple of those. Number one is, it is my phone. I bought it. I pay for it. I'm loaning it to you. Aren't I the greatest? And number 18, you will mess up. I will take away your phone. We will sit down and talk about it. We will start all over again. You and I, we are always learning. I am on your team. We are in it together. And I think those express the greatness of and the importance, if you will, to parenting and setting rules, and also that you're there to help and love with the child. Those express it as best I could ever think of expressing the whole gist of the book.
Thank you.
I get these books a week in advance, and I get to read through them. And literally, this one I would lie if I said it's a quick read, because it isn't, because it's filled with so much information. It's only 200 and some pages, I think 220 or something. But it is absolutely wonderful. And you've got a lot of experience now. You did this and put it out on the HuffPost. Adriana Huffington tweeted about it the next day, and all of a sudden you have a new job. if I think that's right, and explaining as you go around to other places. I love the comments. Recently I interviewed a family that does not allow social networking accounts for their high school age daughters. They have smartphones and are able to text, but both parents agree that delaying joining the social networking site like Instagram and Twitter is best for the girls. And you said, when I asked the mother about her decision, she said, I'd just like to see and hear about so much trouble for the girls online. I don't feel like I'm punishing Katie. I feel like I'm preventing her from having the headaches. And that's kind of, there's great advice throughout this book. What's your favorite story? You must have some favorite stories, and then I'm going to come to some of mine.
Sure. I think when we talk about technology and we talk about families, we come back to a lot of these. It can be really overwhelming, and so we need to come back to a lot of these parenting strategies that we're using away from the screens. And so sometimes, I think one of the greatest examples in the book is a mom stops me at the grocery store and says, I'm so overwhelmed by this technology, and, you know, she starts sharing her story with me. Her son, she didn't allow her high school age son to get a Twitter account. He went behind her back and did it, and she found out later. And she was really overwhelmed and frantic, saying, Janelle, I don't know how to keep up with this. I don't like it. I want to make it go away. And so I asked her this simple question of, is it really about Twitter, or is it really about sneaking and lying? And I saw her have this light bulb go off where, wait a second, it isn't really about the technology. It's about my high school son did something that I said not to do and snuck and then lied to me about it. And so we all know how to parent that because that's age old. That's something generations of parents have been dealing with teenagers. And so when we kind of see through the fog of the technology, and certainly it's new, and certainly there's a learning curve, and certainly it's new for our children, and it's new for us to parent. We're trailblazing it. But if we boil it down to the most basic things that are happening, it doesn't feel so scary and huge. We feel like, oh, wait a second, we can handle this. We know what our family philosophies are on sneaking and lying. Okay, let me reset here and come back to that. So that's one of my favorite examples that just reassures families that they do know how to parent the technology.
Well, I can tell you, my son and wife are pediatricians, and so I'm going to buy extra copies of this book for them. But for all of you listening out there, we do have a book giveaway. So the best question I get for in the next 5 minutes, we will give away a book on. One of the stories I love is on Jimmy's online behavior. And in case you don't remember this, this is the story about Jimmy, who was moody and cranky. And I was fearing as I was reading this, when I think of moody and cranky teenagers, I think of getting into drugs and drug abuse. But this wasn't that. Tell us what it was, if you remember. And if you don't, I'll tell the story, because I imagine it's tough to remember the names as triggers of the stories.
Well, it's true. And since the book has come out, I'm flooded with stories. So is it the one where I'm thinking, you know, the family is thinking that something's going on, and the behavior, I always say to families, behaviors are trying to tell us something. So if we're talking about a six-month-old, their crying behavior is telling us they might need food, they might need to be changed, they might need to go down for a nap, all of these things. If we're talking about a toddler's tantrum, what's going on for the toddler? So I always encourage families when I do consulting and speaking and coaching that even our teenager's behavior is trying to tell us something. So if we see a shift in behavior, a change in behavior, that we want to get curious, we want to start asking questions, we want to tune in to our kids in a way when they're behaving in a way that's not typical for that particular child. And so in this instance, that's exactly what happened. This mom had a sense that there was a lot happening, there was something going on, she couldn't quite figure it out, and all of a sudden she said, "Can I see your phone?" And her son said, "Look at all of it, I want you to see all of it." And so in that moment she went through and was able to see a lot of material that she didn't really like, conversations going between some kids that were kind of ganging up on her son, and all of a sudden it became very clear to her why her son had been acting out at home and just not himself, and he needed some parental guidance. He needed her to be present and to help him navigate some of the conversations that were becoming very isolating and very overwhelming online.
So that is one of my favorite stories, because mood, and in other words, it shows that the basic parenting, that is watching out for mood changes, are very important. For physicians, when we hear mood changes, we think of, has he gotten hooked on drugs, or is someone hooking him on drugs? Has he changed? So I was dreading the worst as I read this, and I suppose it's just as bad to be the recipient of bullying and what would be a guy's trying to separate Jimmy and his girlfriend in a whole bunch of ways. And so it was a very interesting story. But the book is filled with these wonderful stories. When we come back, we're going to go to the other parts of this. What do you do when you do you allow them to listen to the phone at night? What's the role of a landline? Do we still have landlines in America? And should you still have a landline in your house? What time do you say no to the kids? We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual radio show on Radio MD with Janelle Burley Hoffman, Hoffmann. The book is iRules, iRules, What Every Tech Healthy Family Needs to Know About Selfies, Sexting, Gaming, and Growing Up. There is a website also associated with it. We'll give you that name. It's Jane Burley, B-U-R-L-E-Y, Hoffman, Hoffmann.com, and we'll repeat it when we come back. You can send us questions on You, the Owner's Manual radio show at you.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
Spring and summer bring out the best of nature, but blooming flowers, grass, and weeds emit pollen everywhere. Spring cleaning, molds, funguses, and pollens can cause severe allergic reactions. It's time to fight back. Get a blast of nature's most powerful natural remedy with Oreganol P73, the most powerful oil of oregano available anywhere. Oreganol P73 is an extract of hand-picked wild oregano grown in mineral-rich soils found only in the mountains of the Mediterranean. Experience this powerful and effective spice you can't find anywhere else. It is so effective, even the ancient Greeks used oregano for their health. And it's not just a mere spice. Oreganol P73 is also available as gel caps and as a sea salt-based nasal spray. Use Oreganol P73 and stay healthy all summer long. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Available in natural food stores nationwide or visit AmericanWildFoods.com.